You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017, week 204 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
Is it week 204?
It is indeed.
Okay. Let's get into leftovers.
All right, movie news. Bubbles, the stop-motion movie about Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee.
Directed by Taika Waititi?
Yes.
Something like that.
Written by Dan. Is he writing alone or are they writing together?
I think Dan Harmon and someone else.
Okay. Dan Harmon is right. He's one of the writers, though.
And Starburns Industries is producing it.
Yes. So this movie was acquired by Netflix.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty major.
Yeah.
That means it's easier for us to watch it.
Exactly. As soon as it comes out, we can go boom.
Watch
right on our TV.
Television.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
It's the first.
Unless they go Amazon style.
Yeah, I think this is really the first Netflix movie I've been interested in really
watching.
The
Little Prince?
Oh, was that Netflix?
Like it wasn't, and then it was. Like
yeah,
it,
oh, you're
it
right.
It wasn't, then it was dropped, and then it was.
You're right.
Beast of No Nation? I didn't watch that movie, but I was very interested in watching it until I turned it on, and it had, I think it was subtitles, which is weird. I normally watch stuff with subtitles.
I would think that'd be.
But the fact that I was completely dependent on the subtitles, I didn't like it. Mm. I think that's what it was. But then that's also wrong because I rewatched the first episode of season 2 of Master of None last night.
Yeah.
And that one you need the subtitles because most of it's in Italian.
Yeah.
And I loved it still. I loved it more the second time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just knew what was going to happen. But I was like, oh, this is
a
good show. And then I was
trying
to
rewatch
it.
That's a show it's good to rewatch.
Yeah, because each episode stands alone very well, but it also works together very well.
Yeah. There's an arc.
They somehow
but
did that.
Yeah. That's television now. Like, that's a good way.
Yeah.
Television. That's like, yeah.
It's very hard to do, I think.
It is very hard to do. Like, Louis doesn't do anything like that. Like, a lot of shows like that don't do anything like that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
We got news on the Goosebumps sequel. It has a title, Goosebumps Horrorland.
Which is the name of the park, the theme park in the books.
Yes. So, I'm guessing they're going to Horrorland.
That's crazy, because they had like that Masked Crusader, which is the book I always wanted to read, but I never did.
Mm.
Like, I never got it. I should buy that book and read it, because I think Goosebumps would probably be very
Goosebumps
easy to digest.
Like,
as an adult.
I feel like it's hard to read as an adult. I would.
Do you think they have Goosebumps as audiobooks?
Probably, yeah, right. It's like, do kids listen to audiobooks now as like instead of reading books? That probably happens all the time, right? Instead of like book reports, you're like listening to
I did that in high school.
Oh, they had audiobooks? Or I guess
for some
they had
books
on tape.
Yeah, the books on tape. I just download them and listen to it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to read this. And then
like, that's
got to
be a huge thing for kids right now.
No, because the worst part about it, so like I had the physical book and I had the audio tape. And then I found out that I had the abridged version of the audio tape, which means like stuff was edited out, and I didn't know that. And I had to like cite stuff, so it had like the so I'd write down the beginning of like lines that I really liked, and then I had the PDF version of the book, and I'd do control F, type it, get the page number because you need the page number in the audio in the paper.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Wow.
And then I was like, I probably could have just lied about this because my teacher's not going to read like 30 papers.
Yeah, she's not going to go to every page and be like, oh, this was on
oh,
this page.
This wasn't on this page.
Yeah, wrong. It's like, Goosebumps. Oops, I made a mistake. Like, I guess you could count somebody down for citing it on the wrong page, but.
Oh, Goosebumps does have audiobooks, and there's a whole series of Horrorland.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I wonder how much these. I wonder who reads these.
Kids.
You know what I mean? No, like, I mean, like, do you think they're Stein? Dude, they're only like $3 each.
I don't know.
This might be.
I wonder if it's the same person doing all of them.
And they're all unabridged.
Oh. Most audiobooks are unabridged, right? Or they get have
yeah.
two versions. Like, it seems weird to have an abridged version of anything. Because
no, the narrator is not R.L. Stein, though. Mm. I would like R.L. Stein to read these books to me. They're all different people. And then I found out that, like, I've been buying audiobooks, and that's not the right thing to do.
Are you supposed to rent them?
No, you're supposed to go to the library, because the library has online access of digital, like, with, like, ebooks and audiobooks.
Oh, didn't know that.
And you can, like, rent them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have just done that from the beginning. Like, there's, like, an app you use.
Are there versions of audiobooks where they, like, are characters? Like, somebody...
Yeah, some of them.
But...
Those are usually, like...
Or are there two different versions of that? That's the only version.
That's the only version, usually. It's usually, like, a audio play, is what they audio call play, them. Audio play,
yeah.
Like, I've been listening to one called, what's it called? Neverwhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like, all these famous people in it.
Yeah.
And it's by Neil Gaiman. But it's, like, the BBC audio play version that I'm listening to. It has, like, James McAvoy, Natalie Dormer, Christopher Lee.
Like, real actors.
Wow. Like, real actors giving the voices. And that's, it's, like, crazy. Weird because it's, like, sound effects and stuff. And I'm like, holy shit.
It's really done up.
And it's, like, 8 hours long, and I'm like, this is very long.
Yeah, that's quite impressive.
And it's, like, very hard to digest, because then I start hearing Natalie Dormer's voice, and then I start thinking of Natalie Dormer, and then I just get distracted.
Like, wait, I'm trying to listen to this.
Game of Thrones was great. She was such a... I wonder if she's secretly alive, or maybe she's just super charred up.
Yeah, we don't know.
That'd be great if she came back next season and she was just, like, all half burnt.
She's like, I'm unburnt too.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a secret Targaryen.
Yeah. Or that what you don't know about the Tyrells is we cannot be burnt. Unlike a flower, which is very flammable.
Ironic.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then we got some other sequel news. Spring Breakers is getting a sequel.
God damn it. I didn't see this one. Wait, no, sorry. I didn't see this.
You didn't see this?
I didn't see this.
Oh, you didn't see? I didn't see that either. That is awesome.
That's perfect.
For everybody who doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yesterday, we were talking about Make Atlantis Great Again.
Yes.
I glanced at my screen, and I saw that someone made a design.
And it is exactly that.
With Aquaman. This is better than I thought.
Yeah.
It says, together we can make Atlantis great again. # make Atlantis great again. And it has Aquaman.
Yes. Awesome. See? Your idea already exists.
Yeah.
Anyways, people should Google that or go on this website.
It's called QWERTY, like a keyboard, QWERTEE. Yes.
You could get a Make Atlantis Great. Is this t-shirts or what is this? Just posters?
Yeah, I think t-shirts or prints. You can get both.
Yeah. So check it out. It looks pretty dope, I think. And that, it looks like the it's the Jason Momoa Aquaman too.
Yeah.
So that's cool in and of itself.
Oh, I don't think you can buy this one. I think it's a design people can vote for.
Oh. Why is it not?
It's like a daily tee.
Why is it not voted to the top? That's kind of
pretty good. Wonder Woman, Sailor Moon with cats, and the ducks. And
true.
Scrooge McDuck, Franken Duck, or something. I don't know.
I think people have to wait.
Duck and Gizmo Duck.
They're going to wait until Justice League gets closer.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the TV time. Did you hear about that?
What was
DuckTales
it?
DuckTales added someone?
Yes.
Okay.
Did hear about that. But anyways, Spring Breakers is getting a sequel, and Matthew McConaughey is going to be the star of it.
This makes no sense.
I don't know why. So
this is a movie.
This is a movie, yeah.
Is Gucci Mane going to be in it?
I don't know who's going to be in it. That's the most important question. I just know Matthew McConaughey is attached to star.
Who would be in it from a girl? Like, we have to. Are we assuming he's James Franco's character? Like, older?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused about. Like, I don't get it. I don't even know, like, how that movie carries a storyline to a sequel. I don't get it.
He wakes up and he sees, like, whoever the last two girls were that he, like, kept. Like, they're old and fat and disgusting, and he's like, has dreadlocks, and he's like, where did my life go? Spring, forever.
You're actually selling on me this, if he is James Franco's character. That sounds awesome. Because he's doing, like, an even more serious take on it. That's an older dude.
He's like, my God. Like, Spring Break forever. He has skin cancer because he's out in the sun so much, he doesn't put on proper sunblock. And
you should pitch this to them, because this is a better idea than whatever the heck they're going to do.
Spring Break forever. As they're lowering, as he's going into chemotherapy, Spring Break.
Oh, man. And over here, we have a troubled case.
Yeah, it's very true. Or he finds out that he had lead in his grills. Yeah. And he just literally goes insane.
He's been slowly
getting lead poisoning.
That would make the first movie make a lot more sense, yeah. I think, if that were the case.
Because the symptom of lead poisoning is going mad.
Yeah, that seems to be what was happening in that movie. But that's a movie I want to see now, but it's not going to be like that. So I don't know what it's going to be.
It's a very dark and depressing movie.
Like, there's not many movies where you're like, I don't know what the sequel would be. This is one of those movies where I'm like, I don't know what the sequel would be.
Yeah.
Because
you're like, well, how?
Yeah. I don't get it, but...
I don't even remember how the first one ended.
Either do I. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't even know how you pitched that first movie, honestly. I'm like, what is this movie?
I thought all four of them left.
Did anybody die?
Oh, one of them died.
I know they killed a lot of people. Did people die, too?
Did one of the girls die?
I think so.
Selena Gomez was out of that movie so fast.
She left. I think
Vanessa Hudgens followed lead, like, really fast.
Yeah. Did James Franco die in that movie?
I don't think he did.
Did they just leave him?
My mind just keeps thinking of that weird dick-sucking scene. Or, like, gun-sucking scene.
And that's the thing, you think that's near... Like, that's not...
But that's only, like, halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
I think they play that one Britney Spears song on the piano still.
Yes. Yes.
What if the next movie he just gets audited by the RRS?
Yeah. He's like, we know...
This is weird. No one has an outdoor piano. Like, you have to have a lot of money to have an outdoor piano.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting all this money from?
Especially, he's a guy that calls a lot of attention to himself.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be fairly easy to...
What was his name in that movie?
Alien.
Oh, yeah, Alien.
I'm Alien.
I was thinking Colonel Sanders.
That's a better idea, too.
That is a better idea.
Colonel Sanders. It's like the chicken guy? What are you talking? Like, he doesn't know what Colonel
Sanders
is.
He's like, I got stuff that'll make you cluck. That's his tagline.
Yeah, he's like, how's that not a rapper right now? Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders? Because I think he was a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure KFC will just sue the pants off of you.
Yeah, that's a good point. You bring up good reasons.
But what if he just, like, went everywhere? He's a drug dealer, but he just went everywhere with a bucket of chicken, and he's like, I got 7 herbs and spices. I got all the herbs and spices, and that's what he refers to as his drugs.
I'm pretty sure Gustavo Fring has the chicken drug dealer market on lockdown.
No, just wait until Colonel Sanders comes.
All right.
He comes in a full-on colonel outfit. Like, that's what he wears, like a blinged-out military outfit.
Mm-hmm. And then Colonel Sanders dressed like an actual colonel.
Yeah, but his name is Colonel Sanders.
Mm.
And then his name, and then
how many Colonel Sanders have there been in like the military?
Oh, probably a bajillion.
Yeah, but like, do they get made fun of?
Probably
like, all the time.
How many? Like, it's like how many Private Ryans do you think there are?
Oh yeah, you got another.
Well, there's gonna be a lot more Private Ryans than Colonel because of the title so much lower.
Yeah, there's definitely more Private Ryans than Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, but what about Private Dancer?
Oh, yeah.
And then at, like, the climax of the movie, Colonel Sanders, either, like, a Humvee or a tank,
mm-hmm.
just pulls up on the rival drug dealer in one of those.
Mm.
It's like, no limits, motherfucker! And the tank, like Master P.
Becomes, like, a real military war.
That'd be freaking crazy. What a great movie that would be.
There you go.
I mean, the first one is so ridiculous. You might as well make this idea that I have.
Yeah, it's just as plausible.
Yeah.
Like, as the first movie, so...
Way better name than Alien.
I know.
Oh, because his real name is Alan, right?
Oh, that's what it was! That's such a dumb reason. Remember that show on Nickelodeon, Alan the Alien?
Was that CGI? Or a puppet?
No. That was... Well, Cousin Skeeter was a
Cousin
puppet.
Skeeter was a puppet.
No, there was Alan the Alien, who... Now I'll look it up. He was just... He looked humanoid. He just looked like a human. But I don't know if you ever saw his alien form. I think he... Or I don't know if his alien form was human, too. But he could... I know he could read books by putting his hand on a book and reading it. Let's see. Oh, there's like a comic book.
Yeah, it's like Image Comics.
I didn't know it was based on a comic. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Alan the Alien. Let me look. This better be a thing or I'm going crazy.
The Journey of Alan Strange.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, he was the black kid. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, Journey of Alan Strange, but he was...
They're always after him.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, I always thought it was called Alan the Alien. Mistaken. They must have just called him that one time or something. How many episodes?
You can watch it on YouTube.
He's went 2 seasons.
Where do you think this kid is now? I think he's pretty famous, right?
I'm so confused about. It says season 1, 1 episode. Season 2, 5 episodes? Like, is that right?
Are you looking at Wikipedia?
I was looking just on Google. Let's see.
Oh. Season 1's 13 episodes. Season 2 is...
Whoa, 39?
No, it's up to 39.
Oh, 39 total episodes. Yeah. Oh, there's season 3, too.
Yeah, 57 total episodes.
57.
Show ended in April 23rd. It's crazy to me when Wikipedia just doesn't have, like, air dates.
Yeah,
in it.
It's just the whole season 3 has no air dates.
Except for the last episode. And I wonder if, like, someone who was editing this, like, that was their passion project, was editing this page, was just like, I can't be bothered.
I feel like this guy's got to be still acting.
Yeah, he is still acting.
Let me see his IMDb.
I think I had a huge crush on this girl. She is 10 years older than me.
That means she was, what? She was like 20 at the time of the film? So we were like 10 or 8.
Well, she was 17 to 20. Oh. Between the...
Oh, he was in Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah.
That may have been the only thing I've seen.
Oh, she's retired from acting, and says she's never going to go back.
Oh, when was that?
I don't know, but she's married to an audio.
Oh, flash forward, the other flash forward.
Like, which one?
The other one.
Which is the other one?
The newer one.
Oh, okay, not like the kids show.
No. Yeah, he was in a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. Anyways.
He played Kobe Bryant in Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, interesting.
Fun fact.
Yeah, that is
did
a
you
fun
know
fact.
That Secret Life of Alan Strange, that kid played Kobe Bryant in Celebrity Deathmatch? Like, does anybody what? Even know like, what Celebrity who, Deathmatch is?
They're like, who? What is both of those things?
Yeah. Didn't they bring it back for like a couple episodes?
Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it didn't last.
That's what they should bring back. That's one show they should bring back, I think. That's more relevant now than it has ever been.
Yeah, you would think so.
Like, you put the Kardashians in there. Mm-hmm. Bruce versus Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
That'd be a great episode.
There's a lot of potential.
Yeah.
For that show nowadays.
Scarface remake. David Ayer is up for directing that movie, which means it's going to be horrible.
What does that mean? He's up, like, did someone ask him
like,
to do it?
He might
and he's
be
doing
directing
it?
It. He might
okay.
be.
Okay. That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of guys say they're up for doing things.
Oh, like, yeah. I meant,
like, Tyrese is up for being Green Lantern. It doesn't mean.
Yeah.
He will be Green Lantern.
I think he might be directing this movie.
And David Ayer, he made some good
action movies. Good movies. Just Suicide Squad. Yeah. Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
End of Watch was good.
And we didn't get his cut of Suicide Squad.
So that's true.
We still haven't seen his cut of Suicide Squad. So
was it you that said you wanted to see that cut?
Yeah, because I think it's like a dark movie.
But how long would it be?
I don't know. Is that's he known for long movies too?
I don't know. I think that his cut was really long.
Probably.
I think it was over 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of movie that they left on the table. Like, there's a lot of film out there of that movie that we'll just never see.
Yeah. And then Mission Impossible 6 news, Angela Bassett joins. So.
I think they're filming that soon.
Yeah.
Because I know Hawkeye can't do it. Because he's filming. Avengers.
Yeah. And then Godzilla King of Monsters. Sally Hawkins is returning from the first one. I don't remember who she was.
Oh, really? Surprised they're having anybody returning.
From the first one.
Are they having the dude let them fight? Because that guy's the only guy I want to return.
I want that little Asian kid.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool, too.
That's like, it's
they
weird.
They probably recast the character.
Probably recast him, yeah.
Who is Sally Hawkins? What does she look like? Yeah, I don't remember her in the first one.
Yeah, me neither.
But yeah, I bring what's I forget his name. He's from Inception. forget that dude's name. Bring him back. Let them fight.
The Asian dude?
Like, that was my favorite part, I think, of the...
From Inception, right?
Besides...
Ken Yamamoto.
Oh, yeah, from Inception 2, but, like, from Godzilla.
Wasn't...
Besides the monsters actually fighting, the part where him saying, let them fight, was my favorite part. I could make that movie, like, 20 minutes long. Just him saying, let them fight, and then them fighting. And that's the movie I would watch. They need the monster edit. That's gotta exist, right? The monster edit of Godzilla. Where's just all the monster scenes. Because it's very short.
I forgot who the guy was. Whose is this?
What, the Asian dude in Inception / Godzilla?
That's not who I'm thinking. That's not Ken Yamamoto?
It is, isn't it?
Oh, Ken Watanabe. Sorry.
Yeah, not... Ken Watanabe.
I think I just made up a Japanese. I just took a Japanese name. I didn't make it up.
It sounded so real.
Oh, I know Ken Yamamoto. That was a guy in my class.
Oh, he was the Ra's al Ghul, like the fake Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins.
Yeah, he's a famous guy.
Oh, yeah, he's in a ton of stuff. I'm just trying to see what he's in because I know I've seen him for...
Like, I think he had cancer.
He was in one of the Transformers.
I'm pretty sure he had cancer.
Like, in one of the movies?
No, in real life.
Oh. Really? I don't like that. That's not cool.
Yeah, early stage stomach cancer.
Is he better?
He had surgery to remove it.
But he's better now?
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, did we read that? Charles Dance. Did we talk about that already?
What?
Charles Dance joins Godzilla King of Monsters. He's a Tywin Lannister.
That guy's in everything.
I know.
He's in Jurassic World 2 as well.
He's in Justice League, I think.
That's crazy.
Charles. I think he's in Justice League. I remember reading something about that. I think he's Steppenwolf, right? I thought he was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think so. Can't find it, but that's what I remember, anyway.
Pirates of the Caribbean. There was a female villain originally, but Johnny Depp vetoed it. He said in whatever that Dark Shadows movie, there was a female villain and people would say it was too similar.
Yeah, because everyone all his life remembers that movie.
Yeah, exactly. He was worried that it was going to be just as poorly received as that movie.
Well, that's one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard, but it is coming from Johnny Depp.
Who's known to be bizarre.
So I'm not really surprised by the comment, but
I think he's just very bitter about his divorce.
Probably,
he's like, I already have a woman villain in my life. I don't need another one in my workplace.
What it sounds like to me.
Whatever he talks like. I heard he's a nice guy, but I don't think I'd ever
want to meet him. Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Like, he does, like,
because he seems good, kind of crazy.
He does, like, good charity things.
Yeah, he's like Johnny.
Like, he always, like,
he's always dressed as...
Yeah, for kids and stuff.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy, but he seems, like, kind of weird, too.
Yeah. TV news. What was it that we were going to talk about?
You said save it till later. I don't think I knew what you were going to bring up, but like you said, oh, we'll save it till TV.
Yeah,
but I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. So
shit.
Because I don't think we went deep into. We didn't go into it. You it reminded you of something, but I don't think I knew what you were hinting at. So,
anyways. It'll the Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, is a prequel series coming to Netflix.
Wait, prequel to what? I don't know.
The Dark Crystal?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Jim Henson?
Oh, I've never seen it. That's the David Bowie.
No, that's Labyrinth.
Oh.
The Dark Crystal's the other one.
Oh, it's the other one. Yeah.
That's like only puppets.
Got it.
You never seen it?
No, I haven't.
That's a really good movie. I think you should watch it.
I've heard that.
I thought we watched it in like orchestra or
something. Maybe. Yeah, like I've seen like a Jim Henson documentary, I think, where I've seen parts of it or something. I don't think I've actually seen the whole thing. I definitely haven't seen the whole thing that I can remember.
I'm going to look it up.
So this one's going to be all puppets too, I assume.
I mean, yeah, so it's done by the Jim Henson company as well.
Ah, cool. Did they release a trailer or something? I thought they did something on this week.
They released a teaser as well.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Hmm.
What's your show news?
My show news is American Crime Story. The next season they're doing Hurricane Katrina. And they have a casting. Dennis Quaid's going to play George W. Bush. So I'm assuming they're going to get a lot of interesting cast choices like they did for the last one with the OJ, where they got like John Travolta and Malcolm Jamal Warner and like Sterling K. Brown. Ross from Friends, what's his name? Back David Schwimmer. Bunch of interesting people, so I assume they'll do that again for this one.
Yeah. Also, a bunch of shows got canceled.
Yes. It's that time of year.
And then a lot of people are leaving SNL. Bobby Moynihan is leaving SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Or he left SNL because the finale was last week.
No, I think DuckTales. Think I went today.
DuckTales news.
Dude. Oh, yes, that was it. You did bring it up.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda joins as Gizmo. Duckburg. No, wait. What's the name of the character? Gizmo Duck.
Yeah.
He was also Fenton Crackshell Cabrera. And it already got renewed for a second season.
Yeah, that cast is pretty legit.
Yeah.
The new DuckTales.
I can't wait.
Yes. And on Netflix today, Dig Two Graves and Hasan Minhaj, Homecoming King. It's just a stand-up special.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about TV shows and movies and video games and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.